Coming up, it's lightning, fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can buy Wait Wait swag, find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, and download the Wait Wait podcast for your MP3 player or computer. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Louise.
Hey, Louise, where are you calling from?
Joliet, Illinois.
Oh, Joliet, the jewel of north, central, western Illinois. It's a great place. What do you do there?
I'm an office manager at a small construction company.
Do you build small things? Or?
No, we roof.
They roof?
We roof houses.
Louise, welcome to our show. Now, Corva Coleman is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first limerick.
My mugger sure acted quite strange. A holdup seemed out of his range. He said, hand me $4, a 10 spot? Aw, shucks. Just wait here while I get some...
Change,
yes! Mugger James Mitchell was willing to do anything to get what he wanted, and what he wanted was exactly $4. Mitchell pulled a knife on a teenager outside a New York pizza parlor and demanded four George Washingtons, as they say on the street. The kid only had a $10 bill. Mm-hmm. So naturally, Mitchell sent the victim into the pizza parlor to get change, waited patiently till the kid came out, took $4, gave him $6 back. Mm-hmm. The teen quickly called police, who caught Mitchell with the four incriminating bills burning a hole in his pocket. Why just $4? Well, he was moving from Grande to Venti, and he also wanted to tip the barista. We had no idea.
If you ought to think ahead. If you want to steal $4, you should carry $6 around with you.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
We use cell phones to call and trace foul. We like those who use nighttime to prowl. They hoot, they don't peep, and the rates are way cheap. That's why we are tracking the...
Owls,
yes, owl. MIT professor Eben Goodale was sick of tracking birds the traditional way, so he came up with a quick fix. He hooked the owls up with cell phones. Now he just calls up the cell phones, and the phones play pre-recorded owl calls.
But now
speakers.
The owls say, who is it?
And then Goodale, the professor, just sits back and he makes a note of how many owls come up to the phones.
Oh.
He chose to study owls, of course, rather than other birds because he has unlimited nighttime minutes. Most of the calls, very boring because he has to repeatedly explain to the owls who he is. You know, hi, it's Eben.
Who?
Eben.
Oh,
I got you the cell phone.
Oh, yeah,
who?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It's tiresome.
There you go.
The owls call themselves. You know, they call each other. They're like, well, I'm having a mouse. How about you? Oh, a mouse.
So where's the cell phone?
Well, the cell phones are like in the trees, but he's able to act. What he does is he calls the cell phones. The cell phones emit an owl noise. So then the owls combine. He's able to see how many of them show up.
Mm-hmm. And is the teenage owl like always on it?
Yeah, exactly. What are they saying? Who are they talking to?
He's talking to just one owl.
They're all pecking out little text messages with their... All right, here's your last limerick.
At age 60 plus, you should take stock. It's when teeth fall out, joints ache, knees knock. So put down the guitar. We all know you're a star. But at some point, you're too old to...
Rock.
Rock! Yes!
Yay.
We cannot tell you where the rock guards go to die, but we can tell you where they're spending their golden years, Germany. Geriatric rock groups are invading Germany, like the whole country is offering them a Denny's Early Bird special. And they're getting mixed reviews from concertgoers. Peter Gabriel, reportedly, needed a teleprompter to help him remember the words to his own songs. And Süddeutsche Zeitung critic Sebastian Gierke had this to say about Ozzy Osbourne's recent concert. Quote, he kept screaming, I can't bleeping hear you over and over again. He felt like shouting back, buy a bleeping hearing aid. And maybe you'll realize you're singing everything off key. Corva, how did Louise do in our quiz?
Well, Louise got all three right, Peter, so Carl Castle will record the greeting on her home answering machine.
Well done, Louise.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.